You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about today. You know, this one headline really, really ticked me off. And I get ticked off very easily lately, okay? But this one really, really ticks me off. It's this headline coming out of Europe. The end of the American family. 64% agree that the modern family is weak. Really? They think we Americans are weak? We need to talk about that. Oh, I know. Oh, no. Oh, I know, man. I'll show them who's weak. Don't go. Don't leave yet. I got to tell you what else we're going to talk about, but I really want to hit this hard. By the way, those of us who really love Game of Thrones, there's actually, and this is very, very interesting, many historical figures that the characters of Game of Thrones represent. This is pretty cool when you guys hear about that. I know a lot of you guys don't watch Game of Thrones, but I really recommend you do. There's also an anti-aging gene. It's always fun to hear about these anti-aging genes and how we're not going to be able to afford to get them or purchase them. We also have this new bionic arm that is really, really cool. You know, honestly, if I had a bionic arm, I'd want it to do a lot of things. I'd probably want it to, you know, kind of have like a food dispenser so I don't have to actually go and get the food. I'd like the bionic arm to be able to open jars. That would be nice. I would probably like a couple extra fingers. I think I would type faster if my bionic arm had a couple extra fingers, don't you? Just, you know, okay, that would be kind of nice. I would also want the bionic arm to already come with some jewelry. My husband really isn't big on getting me jewelry, and I'm not really a big jewelry person, but, you know, you might as well. If I'm going to be spending thousands upon thousands of dollars on a bionic arm, I think that would be nice. So anyway, we'll talk about this new bionic arm. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this is very interesting. There was actually a poll conducted by CBS, all right, saying that the majority of Americans currently believe families today are weaker to when they were kids. And I know some of you are like, well, yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a bunch of pansies today. No. But yeah, but that's not what's being reported throughout the world, okay? They're making us look like we are weak, weak, weak. 19% really didn't notice much of a difference at all. They said 7% thought that the American family was stronger. Now, why are they thinking we're weak? Okay, what is so weak about us? Our choice of music, our choice of idols. Well, it's a variety of things. You know, one big concern is, of course, the concept of marriage in terms of people getting married before they had kids or before they have kids. So you have a lot of people that aren't married when they have kids. And we've talked about that. Does that really lead to strength? You know, I think that's really up for debate. I was at my kids' school conferences. And what the kids had to do, no, it wasn't school conferences, it was the Mother's Day program. Yeah, last week I went to their Mother's Day program. You know what? It was nice. It was nice. Anyway, so my kid had to say something nice about me. Oh, that was like pulling teeth. Oh, no, he was not liking that. But anyway, he, you know, mustered up as much strength as possible to try to find something nice about me to say. And he did, okay? And, you know, he made a little basket of things that were precious to me. There was chocolate in there, my diaphragm, you know, maxi pads, things like that. So anyway, he made a basket. He told everybody, this is what my mom, you know, always wants and can't live without. My Anusol suppositories were in there, some anti-diarrheal agents and things like that. So anyway, so he had that. So everybody's talking, and then a couple kids went twice. And I'm like, wait a second, why do those kids get more airtime than my baby? Well, it's because they had two moms. So, and I found it very, very fascinating how close the moms were. So mom, biological mom was there, and then stepmom. And everybody looked like they were friends, which is really cool. Well, one of them looked like they sit a little bit farther apart, but everybody, I mean, they look like they were closer friends than most people are friends with, which is really, really smart, ladies. If you ever divorce somebody and he marries a new woman, you want to be buddy buddies with that woman. Big time, because you want to be involved. Big time. So anyway, so you saw them, you know, now, how I looked at it though, okay, even though, yeah, I come from a more traditional family, sort of, I kind of looked at two mommies. That's pretty good. Two mommies? Can't really go wrong. I mean, one mommy's pretty good, but two mommies? Now, as a kid, they probably don't want an extra mommy. I mean, it's kind of hard to already deal with one mommy. I'm sure my kids are like, oh, hell to the no, please, no more mommies. But, you know, maybe what seems to be a weakness will actually turn into a strength down the line. Okay? I mean, having two dads, having two moms, having two households. Okay, if something doesn't work out in one household, you always have another household. In my household, if something wasn't working out, we had to go live with grandma's. All right, and thank God we had grandma. But, you know, sometimes having that extra social support, to me, you know, could be a sign of strength. You always kind of wonder, you know, they're talking about, like, with global warming. Well, it's just going to, you know, we're all going to be screwed with global warming. We're all going to die. Well, you know, wait a second. Okay, what good is going to come out of this? Because usually there's always something good that happens before people die, right? Okay, something good must happen. So maybe with global warming, other plants are going to grow. Maybe we'll be more fertile. Maybe there'll be less cancer. You know, maybe there'll be less people slipping on the ice and falling and breaking a hip. I don't know. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but usually there's always yin to your yang or negative to your positive or an electron versus a proton. You know, there's always some sort of plus minus to everything. But what makes me nervous is world perception, okay? I'm in radio, so I always have to worry about what people think and how people look at me. Okay, especially on radio. You guys are looking right now at your radios. I know, pretty funny looking, huh? So I always worry about public perception. And the last thing I want is people to think that we're weak. Okay? You know, back in World War II times, people did not want to mess with America. Oh, hell to the no. They did, and you saw what happened. Now we're considered weak? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-A-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I've been getting kind of a lot of emails throughout the last month or two, and especially since we had Elaine Pep from the, I think the Nevada Transportation Safety Board, talking about what's happening with your commercial driver's license physicals, and what does this mean for you, and does this even relate to you guys? All right, here's the thing. Okay, any of you guys that have your commercial driver's license or your DOT certification, as long as you're still within your period, you're fine. I mean, if you have a period, that's a whole other issue. Make that, you know, make sure that's medically checked. But in the meantime, for those of you guys that you got your physicals, that's all wonderful. You have the form filled out. You have your little baby, you have your little baby certificate. You're good. Okay? This has nothing to do with that. What's been happening with the commercial driver's license test and the DOT physicals is they're deciding to standardize doctors, chiropractors, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, so we all can do these DOT exams the same way. Now, this is where it starts to now kind of transcend to you. If you had a doctor that didn't even put a stethoscope on you, and just filled out the form willy-nilly, that stuff's going to stop right here. That's what's happening now, because apparently there's so much involved with allowing our truckers and our passenger van drivers to drive, and in terms of health and safety risks, that they want to make sure they have one of our licenses on the line before we say, oh yeah, you're good to go. Now, May 21st, you won't be able to just go to anybody. You're going to have to go to somebody that went through the training and then passed the test. Yeah, remember I was complaining that I was studying for the test? I did. I actually took it on Mother's Day. I went in. There was a place I could go on Sunday morning. I passed. Don't worry, I passed. So I took the test and I passed. It was kind of tough. And the reason why the test was tough is because when I've been doing my DOT physicals, I've been following what's on the form. If your blood pressure is less than 140/90, you're good. If it's 140/90, then we either only certify you for 3 months, 6 months, or whatever. There's actually an art to it. Depending on where your blood pressure is, you may be either completely disqualified. Like if your blood pressure is like really like stage 3, like 180/110, you won't even be qualified. Or let's say you walk in and your blood pressure is like 150/110. Or 100, no, I shouldn't say 150, yeah, 150/110, or let's say you are 165/92, you're only going to get certified now for 3 months. Then you got to come back, and you need to show that you get your blood pressure back below 140/90 in 3 months. If you don't, you're not getting qualified until you do. So, you see, things are starting to get a little bit more strict. So, what's going to happen is if you do need to, now I'm not saying go and rush and get them in before May 21st. I actually agree with a lot of the guidelines because it never made any sense when patients would tell me, my other doctor just signed it, he did an exam, and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You're operating a vehicle, a commercial vehicle on my streets where I live. I'm going to want to make sure you don't have sleep apnea or epilepsy or something like that that could affect your driving. Now, I know a lot of you guys are moaning, going, oh no, now we got vigilante Dr. Dahlia going to disqualify everybody left and right. Yeah, if I want to disqualify, I am going to, no. No, listen, I don't want to disqualify you because I love you guys. You guys make this country happen. I want my truckers out there. I want our bus drivers out there. I want you guys out there. I just don't want to go down with you if you took a narcotic before you got behind the wheel, and I don't want you out there on the road under the influence of a narcotic, and then you get into an accident and you kill somebody. So, is it more of a pain in the butt for us doctors? Absolutely. Because for those of you that have patients that you love and you know you can't do these physicals anymore unless you went through the training, you got to spend money, too, to do the, of course, it all costs money. And then I had to pay for the test. I never understood that. Actually shelling out money to take a test. I didn't want to take a test on Mother's Day. You think I wanted to sleep in on Mother's Day, but I got up at 6 to study, and I took a test, and I had to pay for it on top of that. But here's the thing. I love my truckers. I love my patients. I want to be the one that's there for them, and I want to get them qualified, and I want to get them healthy. So you got to look at this as this is something that's going to help save your lives. Now, some of you were complaining that your doctor was starting to do hernia checks on you, whereas you never had to have hernia checks before. Here's the thing. Genital urinary is on there because if you never go for your physical and you think your driver's physical is a full physical, they better be checking everything. And you having a hernia is something that should be evaluated. Now, for me, I was always like, well, you got a family doc, go see your family doc, do whatever you have to with your family doc, I'll just make sure you're safe for driving. Well, now it's different. Now, especially with this new healthcare arena we're in, you guys don't go to a regular doctor. You can't afford it. You don't have time, insurance. Many of you don't have insurance. So then if I'm the only one that you're seeing, you bet your butt I'm going to make sure everything is working. I know. Stop the groaning. Okay, but listen. Listen, okay, what should you do so you don't waste the money going to somebody? Because this is national, by the way, guys, national. So if you go in to see your doctor and they aren't certified, you have to go and find somebody in Little Rock or New York or whatever to do these for you. So make sure you have your poop together and know what you're doing and where you're going. The other thing, too, also is make sure you know the wait time. All right. For any of you that are coming up on your CDL expiration, figure out when it's coming and you better make that appointment a month or two in advance. Because if your doctor always got you in same day and now this new doctor takes 2 months, you're not driving. There's no way. So you need to make sure that you find, so that's where this is starting to be a pain in the butt, and that's why you guys are getting kind of all anxious. Find the person now so you can make sure you get it done. Also, don't screw around with your blood pressure. When I studied for this test, it was up one side of the syllabus and down the syllabus to not certify if your blood pressure is kooky, or if it is kooky, only give you a 3-month certification. If your blood pressure is in decent, if you have high blood pressure and you have, you're on medications and you're doing a good job, we could certify you, but now only a year. You're not getting 2 years anymore if you have high blood pressure, because we need to make sure your blood pressure isn't kooky. If you've never had high blood pressure and everything else is good, we could certify you for a couple years. Now, what if you're an insulin taking diabetic? You're a diabetic on insulin. We're not supposed to qualify you if you're on insulin, but you can get an exemption. So you need to find out what you could get exemptions for, so then your medical examiner doesn't say you're not driving. And then so you need to talk to the National Transportation Safety Board or the Federal Motor Vehicle Administration that oversees all this, because there's certain disqualifying conditions. Let's say you had a heart attack. Can you drive if you've had a heart attack? You can. We could still certify you, but we got to wait a couple months since your heart attack. We got to make sure you've seen the cardiologist, and we still check you yearly. Type of thing. If you had a stroke, it depends on the stroke. If you're on Coumadin, some of you guys can still drive on Coumadin. If it's for a heart condition, if it's for a neurological condition, no. No, we can't certify you. So you see, there's all many... I studied. Did you see that? Look at how I remember all that. I'm good. Did you see that? Yeah, see, I know my stuff. Anyway, but you know, I don't want you guys surprised. Okay, because that is going to really, really stink if you have your appointment set up for June 1st and you get told you're not dry, you have to work. So that's why we've been trying to prepare everybody and remind everybody to make sure they get their stuff together. If you have any questions, go to my website at drdahlia.com, and then I'll direct you on where you need to go depending on your question, okay? But I urge you, start getting your medical records ready. If you had a stress test, if you had an echocardiogram, because, you know, we were just, you know, flogged like crazy with all the guidelines on what you guys need to do to have a healthy heart, etc. Let's say you had spirometry. Make sure, for the love of heaven, you have all your records with you, so that if they're like, well, wait a second, you had a heart attack a couple of years ago. Okay, now I don't know if I should give you a year or 2 years. I don't know. All right, you're probably only going to get a year at the max, okay? But at least they're not going to disqualify you if you show that you've been seeing the heart doctor, etc. Okay, so this is some important stuff. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Contact me if you have any questions on this. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning because this morning we were with Terry Ray. And, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to hold on a second. I was on KBC this morning. This was actually a very, very good segment. I just want to apologize. Brian Sweets was filling in for Doug McIntyre in the morning. Regarding Donald Sterling's onset of dementia and his allegedly racist rant. And I guess Shelley Sterling, the wife, had said in an interview with Barbara Walters that she doesn't think Donald Sterling is a racist, but that he has the onset of dementia. Okay. Apparently, she says he doesn't remember saying those things. All right. However, there were there was a rant that I believe he had done with his mistress, and he went off about black people, etc. And so now the excuse coming out is, I guess, well, you know, maybe dementia. Now, so I was asked, and I was interviewed on KABC this morning on, you know, how I felt about could dementia cause somebody to say racist things. Now, you know, this is one of these things where, you know, I mean, again, whenever you have this whole huge cluster that happens from a perspective of something that spews out of your mouth, right, your team is going to say whatever they have to say to protect you, etc. However, as a doctor, yeah, I do, shall I say, evaluate inappropriate vocalizations by elderly people that I doctor, that I take care of, as a sign of early dementia. It can happen. So they had on an interview, they had asked him in this interview if he was going to apologize to Magic Johnson, etc. And he kind of paused a little bit, and he kind of didn't answer the question. Well, a lot of us do that. Right, but could there be signs of early dementia? So the topic came up, you know, what are some signs of early dementia? Well, inappropriate vocalizations could be a sign of a variety of things, but yeah, absolutely, it could be a sign of dementia. Now, usually though, the inappropriate vocalizations have to do with something that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So let's say I'm talking about the Constitution, and then somebody brings up Rocky Road ice cream. And you're like, okay, I'm not getting that, okay? However, if you have dementia or Alzheimer's affecting the frontal lobe, and the Broca's area, which is a part of the frontal lobe that handles speech, gets affected, you could have something called Broca's aphasia, where you have difficulty saying what you want to say. The thing is, again, usually with that, you still try to stay in line with the current topic. Now, do older people, you know, say inappropriate things? Yeah, everybody says inappropriate things, okay? You know, like Terry Ray had said, you don't really have a lot of self-editing. Like, kids don't have self-editing. A lot of times you don't have the self-editing when you're older. But, you know, when you look at your family members starting to age and exhibiting signs of dementia, you know, one of the first telltale signs is the memory issue. You know, they may remember your 10th birthday party, but they have no memory of what they had eaten a couple hours earlier for breakfast. That's a sign of dementia. Okay, you know, cognitive, or it could also be a sign of delirium, some acute issues causing acute memory loss. But if this has been happening over a long time, it could be a sign of dementia. You know, forgetting keys, forgetting people in the family. When they start to act like, shall we say, a child. Okay, they will progress from a 5-year-old to a 4-year-old to a 3-year-old a lot of times. Sometimes they'll even, you know, urinate in inappropriate places. That could be dementia. Okay, and then certain vocalizations. You guys are all out to dinner. You guys are having dinner in the house. Everything's fine, and all of a sudden, you know, that hurricane was a good one, and you're like, we're talking about the recital, you see, and so sometimes those things can happen. So absolutely, inappropriate vocalizations are a sign of dementia. Whether I think it's relevant in the Sterling case, that's for you guys to decide. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I tried to play the Broca's card a lot in medical school because I was asked questions, okay, right, about medical terminology, parts of the body, which tendon inserts on the humeral tuberosity, is it your bicep? You know, it's coming out. I can't get the words out. I got some Broca's. I just cannot get that. You know, so I tried to play that card a lot. But the people that really can't play the card are people trying to pass a U.S. citizenship test. Only 1 in 15 Americans are able to pass the United States citizenship test, according to a new video produced by Immigrant Archive Project. This was shot in Miami, and I guess the footage shows 15 American natives being stopped at random and asked questions, which are from the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Service exam. They said, you know, very few were able to answer six or more of the questions correctly. Now, I here's the thing, okay? All right, in our defense, many of us cannot stand what's going on in the government, all right? And we want nothing to do with it, and we may psychologically put up some blocks, and we're blocking, right? Just like the donkey, right, and Shrek, you're blocking. So we block, okay? And I understand why we would block. So give us some credit. And remember, we all, I don't know about you guys, but when I was in school, you had to take Constitution, and you had to memorize who the presidents were. You had to memorize the branches. I've learned about that every year. But then I had to learn a whole bunch of stuff with medical and all that, and I started to forget some of these things. Okay? And yeah, I get reminded, etc. But a lot of us don't keep things fresh. And it's kind of an embarrassment if an article like this, and I'm getting this from Mail Online. Mail Online is an article that is a paper out of Great Britain where they're looking at this going, we don't know our history or our constitution. Okay? Which is some pretty scary stuff, especially since one of us is going to be running for president. And we all know what happens when we have a president that doesn't know the Constitution, right? So, what were some of the questions? Well, for example, what is the supreme law of the land? Okay. You know what? Rather than I read the questions, why don't we just quickly go through some of the answers too? So let me set this up. Okay. Well, obviously the Constitution. Okay. No, it's not the Bible. It's the Constitution. But really quickly, let's kind of go through some of these. Okay. And see if we can answer them. Okay. What does the Constitution do? Okay. It sets up the government. It defines the government. It protects basic rights of the Americans. Now, they say the idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words? We the people. Okay? All right. See, these are things. Now, I mean, here's the thing. We should know we the people. I mean, we should remember that with the font, etc. But maybe every now and then we just need a little review. What are amendments? Well, they are amendments that change the Constitution, etc. What are the first 10 amendments of the Constitution? The Bill of Rights. What is one right or freedom of the First Amendment? We've talked about this a lot. Freedom of speech, religion, assembly, press, petition of the government. Freedom of press, thank God for that one. How many amendments does the Constitution have? This one I didn't know. I didn't know the number of amendments the Constitution had. Yeah, it's 27. Yeah, so, yeah. What did the Declaration of Independence do? It announced our independence from which country? Great Britain. Okay, guys, you got to get that. I know a lot of us are watching Turn. Isn't that a cool show? I've been watching Turn. I really like that. All right. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? Right? Practice any right. Well, yeah, but it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay, so let's kind of move on now. Let's look at some of these other questions. The branches. Name a branch or part of the government, right? You got the judicial, the executive, etc. What stops one branch of government if it gets too powerful? No, it's not Pelosi. There's supposed to be a checks and balances and separation of powers. I know. Okay, who's in charge of the executive branch? Let me go through a couple of these other questions because this is interesting. All right, some history stuff too. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, well, I won't make you guys take the citizenship test, but I did put it on Facebook a while back, and I'll probably repost it because these are some pretty good questions. Like, what territory did we buy from France from 1803, right? Name a war fought by the United States in the 1800s. Hopefully most of you guys get civil war, but there's other types of wars, you know, and it's amazing how we forget a lot of the stuff we learned. All right. And I would just urge you to kind of look at this, because if somebody does stop you in the middle of the street and they ask you to answer any of these questions, I would be really, really embarrassed, you know, if we miss some of them, and here they are making fun of us in other countries. Now, do other countries know their history? Well, apparently in some of these other countries, they do, because somebody decided to write a dissertation here on how the Game of Thrones very, very smartly and accurately resembles certain historical characters in the past. So, like, for example, the Wall in the Kingdom of the North, right? On in Game of Thrones, the Wall, I guess that happened when the Anglo-Saxons separated England into seven kingdoms. And I guess I don't know a lot about my European history, but remember, Game of Thrones is supposed to be kind of a fantasy, the kind of medieval type of historical miniseries, but there's actually certain historical similarities. For example, they say the war between the Starks and the Lannisters are very, very close to the War of the Roses between Lancaster and York back in the 1400s. Apparently, the Lannisters were in the south and wealthy. The Starks were of York, northerners. See? Okay, so those were supposed to be pretty, pretty close. Robert Baratheon, he was the king of the way beginning that was killed. All right? He apparently very similar to Edward the Fourth, they say. Peter Baelish. Peter Baelish is the one who, smuggled Sansa out in Game of Thrones. Apparently he was, not of royal blood, but he was able to kind of move high into the political ranks. Very, very similar to Thomas Cromwell within the court of King Henry VIII. So for those of you that really know your history with that, Ned Stark was supposed to be very similar to Richard, Duke of York. Cersei Baratheon. Now, Cersei is the mom that is very, very conniving, and many of us want to see her, you know, kicked off the series too. Actually, I don't want to see her so much kicked off the series. You know, when Jeffrey died, her son, everybody was like all excited, but I got to tell you, it was a very, very cool character, but it was nice to see him get it because he was a very, very evil. Well, apparently, Henry VI's wife, Margaret of Anjou, was supposed to also be a very, very scheming woman, putting her own desires over the greater good, very similar. The blonde Targaryen, I suppose, was supposed to be very, very similar to Henry Tudor. Okay, I don't know if I never saw the Tudors. I wonder. All right, you got the Stannis Baratheon was supposed to be close to Richard III. Robb Stark, he was the handsome guy that got killed. He was supposed to be very, very close to Edward IV. Theon, I don't really watch. Okay, so Joffrey Baratheon, this was very interesting. Joffrey, King Joffrey, was the kid born of incest who was a real, real sick puppy when it came to torturing people, etc. And I guess his counterpart is, Edward Plantagenet. I guess he was also very cruel, especially to his wife. He was killed by the age of 17. So, you know, very, very interesting how they take a series like that. Now, here's my thing. The reason why I love Boardwalk Empire is because it incorporates history into a fantasy show. I think that's one of the best ways to remember history. A lot of us forget that Harding was the president during Prohibition times. Well, if you see Boardwalk Empire, he gets elected. You know, and I like that because that's how I remember things. You know, we're just talking about this Constitution test that a lot of us are failing, and they're making fun of us in Europe because many of us don't know how to pass our own United States citizenship test, which is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But then maybe they need to do things like this. You know, the House of Cards, they should really, really, with the House of Cards, interlay a lot of the judicial legislative stuff just to, you know, I mean, I'm sure us following Kevin Spacey, I think we already kind of figured it out. He didn't make Speaker of the House, and then he made Vice President, and then, you know, now he's President, which is really, really cool, by the way. But anyway, even though he's a real jerk in the show. Anyhow, I really suggest they do that. You know, if they really want to incorporate, oh, remember when Robb Stark was killed? Because they had a wedding, and then they closed everything up, and et cetera. Yeah, well, that, and I hope I'm not ruining this for you guys, but that was like a couple seasons ago, so get your acts together. That was very, very similar. There was a, very, very well publicized massacre that happened in a very similar fashion, where your friends turned into foes pretty rapidly, turned into a trap, and then you were killed. So very, very interesting. If you don't watch the Game of Thrones, I suggest you do. Again, do not have the kids around when you watch it, because that is there's a lot of extra rated R, shall we say, extra rated R, I don't want to say X rated, probably, I mean, if I was growing up, that it would be triple X rated, I mean, it's pretty bad. Okay, let's talk about bionic arms. The FDA has allowed marketing of the DECA arm system. This is the first prosthetic arm that could perform multiple simultaneously powered movements controlled by little electrical signals. This is so cool, from electromyograms. Electrodes. This is pretty, pretty cool. Apparently, it converts these signals up to 10 powered movements. It's the same shape and weight as an adult arm. It has switches and sensors, etc., and this helps force the prosthesis to move. The FDA has removed clinical information relating to the advice, and it has approved it. It can be configured with people with limb loss occurring at the level of the shoulder joint, mid upper arm, lower arm, etc. It cannot, though, however, be configured for limb loss at the elbow or wrist joint. All right, let me see what else. It doesn't say how much it is. I know that's the real kicker, or if insurance approves it, or if it's included in Obamacare. Personally, if I could suggest, you know, a lot of us that are right-handed, you know, if you lose the loss of your right arm, trying to do things with your left is almost impossible. I'm almost wondering if we should train ourselves to be ambidextrous from the beginning. Have you guys ever tried to wipe your butts with the wrong hand? It's almost impossible. Yeah, you could train yourself, but the last thing you want to do is retrain how to brush your teeth and wipe your butt and wash yourself, etc., when you're kind of dealing with disability of your other limb. I'm wondering if in school we should actually, you know, work with, you know, have these kids work with both hands. We don't push it with the kids. I mean, like with my kids, I was just so happy they were doing their homework. I'm like, fine, if you want to hold the pencil in your mouth, I don't care, just do your gosh darn homework. But I wondered if that's something we could do. I wondered if they tested. You get a group of kids, and you don't force them, but you encourage them to do some assignments with one hand and some assignments with the other. Where I'm kind of lacking is I really can't use my left arm at all. I mean, it's there, and when I run, and if I have to hold my cell phone, etc., but I can't even brush my hair with my left hand. Isn't that disabling? Why are we raising each other to be, you know, to only be asymmetrical in terms of what we're able to use? So, I don't know. I would like to see a study out there. What happens if you force yourself to use your left hand? Not force kids, but encourage that. Huh. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4-Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4-Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4-Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.